Proposal 1 would authorize the city to levy a tax of up to 2 mils for street and bridge reconstruction for 2012 through 2016, replacing a previously authorized tax of up to 2 mils for street reconstruction that's been in place since 2007. Most candidates appear to favor this millage. The more controversial of the issues is a 0.125 mil tax proposal for sidewalk repairs. If approved, it would cost the average homeowner $13 a year. City Councilmember Mike Anglin says property owners have told him they're upset at having been forced to spend hundreds of dollars to fix their own sidewalks.
Well, now, if the city needs to fix sidewalks, they're going to fix them at the taxpayers' cost. Some feel that to be unfair, and so did I. I raised that, and my response, when I raised it to higher levels of the administration of the city, it said this was a way for them to, we viewed this as a way of them spending to enhance their own property. That's like saying if you paint your house, your property gets better. Yes, it's true. But I don't know if fixing your sidewalk outside enhances your property now that others are not asked to enhance it on their own dollar.
Councilmember Stephen Rapundolo says the sidewalk millage was placed on the ballot at the request of property owners.
What we heard from the public basically was, now that we've completed the entire city in terms of sidewalk repair, where property owners had to pay directly to contractors for those repairs, people wondered why the city could not simply take over that project management and execute the repairs. And so essentially the millage on the ballot is intended to do just that.
Council challenger Stuart Berry doesn't like the sidewalk millage, since homeowners have been spending their own money on sidewalk repairs to this point.
That puts some homeowners in double taxation, and that's not fair to them.
Council challenger Jane Lum doesn't support the sidewalk millage either. She says it would generate a little over $560,000.
A quarter of that is earmarked for administrative overhead, which to me, it just doesn't make any sense.
The way the proposals 1 and 2 are structured, the sidewalk millage cannot pass unless the street and bridge millage passes. Proposal 3 would implement changes that have been in the works for several years to make sure those who serve on the city's Employee Retirement Board of Trustees don't benefit from that board's decisions. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.